Shu Tavi Mari. When you saw the bar, we point out the following questions you have to answer. Number one was the Taru Vice, that was last Kavura. Number two, the three Atarian, the Yer, what to get a Biyad, that was the first Kavura. What's Miyad was the second Kavura. And third, the Eichem Dei Pselis, that's going to be the Kavura right now. That means Aloha of Sivdal and Sivfei. The idea of taking Eichem Dei Pselis, when it's Miyad and Miyad, then it's Mutter. You're missing one, the Pselis Dei Eichel. Then we have a sigil of Chizkiyo that seems to say even Issa Deraisa Yechayiv. Now this idea that you're doing it Miyad Miyad and Pselis Dei Eichel is Chayiv is not that simple. That means the Bialocha points out, if you read Tosfos in the sigil, Tosfos is going on a case when Rabbi he threw the peris in front of the Talmid Chachamim to separate the leaves from the peris. The question was Masupik, why do you throw out the peris in front of the table? Isn't it that the Eichel from Pselis if you answer it? Well, I know for Kamachavim. In fact, Tosfos in the bottom, what do you mean, an Eich Dei Pselis by the Suda can be Osir? Avada not. So it must be a case we're discussing of La'achaz Man, that means it's in the kitchen, and in that situation where I have a topic, maybe the case of Eich Dei Pselis. On that, Mamshach the Suda of Chizkiya. The case of the Havim, what Havim the Eich Dei Pselis answer it? Discussing La'achaz Man. On that, Mamshach the Chizkiya, the case of Tumasim. I want to make a ride on Eichel Metech Pselis' author and according to Tosfos, who means the case of La'achaz Man. The Gemara answers now the case of Termosim is Pselis Metech Eichel and then what's author La'achaz Man. How it sounds like, according to Chizkiya, according to where Tosfos understand it, Eichel Metech Pselis, when is La'alter, La'maisa's mutter? David points out the Bialochel, according to Tosfos comes out that Pselis Metech Eichel, La'alter, La'maisa's mutter. What Oyi says, Chavetz Chaim? Miyad, Pselis Dei Eichel is Mutter. Pselis Dei Eichel is Mutter. Miyad, Miyad, Pselis Dei Eichel is Mutter. What do you think would be halacha? When we have a pshat of Braisa, we have five pshatim. That's what be halacha points out, because Tosfos that comes out for the Chizkiya and the Sugya. Right, but I'm pointing out this Chumrah, there'd be no one to show them, so the be halacha who disagree with this Chumrah. That's Aleph Yav Tosfos. But he says, it's time you read the simple reading of the Gemara. The Gemara brings down the Braisa. We have five shot from the Braisa. The Gemara brings down the Kuntra Bruno. The case over there is when it's Chai Pselis Dei Eichel. Masha Enkel, Eichel Dei Pselis, you're going to be a case that's Mutter. Verta Bayo, Eidel Meister, are we Mechavim Eichel Dei Pselis and Pselis Dei Eichel? There's no Chilk in the Braisa. Eidel Meister, the Bayo that came to is a case of the altar. That means according to Bayo. There is no chilik in the Braisa of the word Eichel Dei Pselis and Pselis Dei Eichel. It doesn't say anywhere. And still, in both cases, Alter the Meis is Mutter. So the Meduk in the Gemara of Pselis Dei Eichel, Alter is Mutter. Therefore, the Ari should have Paskin, Aloch the Meisa, that Pselis Dei Eichel, Miyad, Miyad is Mutter. That means number one is Bialacha, we have places. Number two, the same for Machuya, being Zal, we bomb this way. So we bomb being arrived in the case of Abayo. Number three, these are Bialacha and Simon Tovk of Yudhil Tzyantiv. Says, look at the Rashman of Isaac Kodesh. He seems to pass people my sense more to be here. Number four, there's a taste of himself passing this way. Number five, they point out, read the Torah over here. The Torah over here discusses. By Shabbos. Number five, they point out, read the Torah by us. The Torah gets involved with more of a tirchah than what to go do. Then he says, you get involved, to take out the psalms from the oichel, get derech bray, not derech bray. Only tell us to give tirchah. Otherwise, if it be no tirchah, he says, take the psalms out from the oichel. That means he seems to understand Pselis Dei Eichel's Mutter unless you have a Bible to the Sugi of Tercho. And why there's a Peskerias, the Ben Oshim and Lanil, the Botam and the Seif Abakim, the Shlomo brings down the Ben of David, the Kesef Mishnah brings down the Ramach. And therefore, as the Chavetz Chaim brings down that the Chidah says, the Harbi Rishonim, we seem to understand, and I just mentioned nine Rishonim, we seem to understand, there's no Isser of taking Pselis Dei Eichel, what's Miyad and Biyad. At least no Isser the rest of the whole purpose. How shall I even enter the Rabbanon? Asel HaSheni, how do we paskin?
They hold as nice as the Rabbanon leaders,
good. The way of it, again, the Torah says, I'll tear chol. Of course, I'm not saying it's mutter.
So in other words, you're allowed to take out the bones.
Oh, right. It comes out according to this. You're allowed to take out the bones from the fish 100%. That's what Bialacha is building over here. That means the whole Chumrah, the whole long Bialacha, he always throws in this, he does idea over here. You have to realize. That Nuzi Shem will learn this Sugya, that taking Pselis Dei Eichel, Miyad, Biyad, and Meisa is Mutter. Mutter. Atzal Hashem, the Beis Yesh brings down, the Ben Chanan Lasugya says, not that way. Bialocha says, be the Rambam, not the way. Says the Beis Yosef, the Ramban, the Smak, the Chofetz Chaim, look at the Rosh that way. And he points out, it's the Ritva, and the Ram, and the Magen Mishnah himself passes not this way, and therefore afterwards, Azura, Morach Azura, the Meiri, we have Ikka 12 of Rosh, and we say, it would deal with the Isra Raisa, they want to be right with Chizkiel, and it's also. Now the Chofetz Chaim does get involved with, is he right from the Ritva or not? He's Masopik, where the right from the Ritva he is. The Meis Yom HaKlik is clear among the Rishonim, that our numerous Rishonim are tied up selves, from the Oichel, Miyan, is Mutter, at least not the Raisa. And myself, the way we seem to be going, most Rishonim, or numerous Rishonim, say no. I'll be the Ben Chanan, numerous places go, Rishonim go. There's a din der Raisa, even though it's Miyan and Miyad. Olochel Maisa, Mechab ben Tzif Dalet, as the Beis Yosef explained, to come to be Machmer, that you need Oichel Matai Pesarlis. If you don't have that, certain of Oichel Miyad, Miyad, you chay for it. And if you want, go to the Simon Mishmur, brings it down, I see at least 10 times. I quote you every Sif Gotten, but at least 10 times it brings down, you should know this Alocha. Miya biyad is not enough if it's pesud the oichel yoyven is the raiso. However, the bialocha of also Sif Dalet says v'yishut sarif. Don't forget there is a sheet out there. There's a chidor being down. We show him that way, and you can mistarif the sheet. That means you're going to have a building block over here. That this idea of pri machab pesud smitoich oichel miya biyad. There are we showing them. We can mistarif them to get different cases over here. But we're going to pass it by itself din the raiso.
Are they poskim who say it?
No. Don't any place you can pass on this way. We'll get to other cases. Building from this. But this case itself. Well, Mom, if you do it two times, you only get skill one time. But as a shaking, it'll be two chatois.
They can't take out the bones.
No, you get the bones. We'll get other attainment. That's a building block. We'll get the bones. This is Aleph. Now, they do discuss. Let's say, for example, you have a case of a mixture of a salad, or let's say you have a case of beans, potatoes, and shulet, and you want to flip around a get. Let's say what's on top over here is the beans and the potatoes, and the meat's on the bottom. It usually seems to be in the West Arms that way. So you want to move things around in the teruvahs. Is that considered taking out the psalis, which is the top you don't want, to get to the bottom? So they point out there's a graz, we'll get to the Sifta Zayin, discussing when you have a fly inside your drink. How in the world to get the fly out of your drink, and the drink's the liquid. So one thing the Gemara says, if you push it away, you keep it in the drink, you're not taking it out of the taruvos, there's no issur. Not doing an act of burr over here. Burr is separating one from another, is connecting one from another, sorting, but here, since you're just moving it in the taruvos, that's not an act of burr. And the emphasis of the place game, which is your Shabbos and Chayim Noah, after the Mlachtim, Chodeshoni, it comes to Lachs, on the side, if you have a salad, and you want to get something, and you do not take anything out, you just switch things around to get to what you want, very common in a chulent, there's not nechel klal barer. Barer is sorting and selecting. He just mixing to get to something, without that din of the lake of the bialoch of removing one to get to another. You're keeping in the taroimus, that's not nechel this question over here of taking himself to the oichel. Nothing to do with one with another, that's keeping it levad, that's water.
You
do Achazman. There's no even Achazman is no act of burr going on. Now we're saying over here that this halacha of Pesalus Nech Oichel is also some Chsudasai. I mean, you have a heter of setting the table of Oichel Nech Pesalus. You want to do the silverware, no problem. How we do Pesalus Nech Oichel, my sense, also. Kamal the Bialchan says that's all preparing to go eat. But let's say Beshas Achila Mamish. That means it's hard to mechalik and say while you're eating, it's better. Where they're coming from. The Chord is idea over here that everyone agrees, la loco, that you have food inside your mouth, you want to separate the bones from the fish, and you want to do an act of taking out the psilis. Says the Muritats, Rotam Bereshchai, and Chanish, and others, Abad is not even a shiloh. Abad is called Derech Achila. Everyone understands taking in your mouth when you're eating and take out the psilis, I psilis, but I'm not going to do that. Maybe you have to eat all the achila. Left in my mouth is the bone, and then I have to take it out. Says Miritat, says Chanish, Abad, that's not so. That's Poshet school Derech Achila. And Abad, that's Mutter. That's not Nichol and Lachon Shevis, not an act of murder. If you say that, maybe when you're about, when you're Beshas Achila Mamish, meaning you have a fish in front of you, and you want to take out the bone to eat the fish, is that Kain the idea of inside your mouth? Meaning maybe the whole Baruch Chumah, Pesalus, Mitrach, Oichol, Miyah, Miyah, Ta'aser, is in the kitchen to set up. When the table, take away, put down your plate. But when you're mamish picking up to go eat, you want to separate one from another, Maybe there's ke'im being in your mouth, and that's about derech achilo, because that's an act. I'm doing the act of achilo over here. That's the shayin lebi alocho. So he starts off bringing down a machlokes the riyah riala balalafio versus meritas merit matzalim. About this question, if you look up the tshuva of meritas and simon reish gimel, there are two letters written by the riyah and two letters back written by meritas back and forth on this question. The riyah tainas meisis der achilo during the day, during the week. How do you go eat it? You do it. You separate the table and eat meisis der achilo here. Atzal hasheni, the meritas has rise against it. Says chashon to meikel a shell of the raiso, and therefore you have to make sure to oichum to type psalus machlokes. Come on, Chometz Chaim in the Bialoch, and he says machlokes do not clean it. He says I think it's machlokes b'shein be'etzem. He points out Chometz machlokes on ban versus the rosh. The Rabban is discussing on the sugya of Ein Dal on Aleph. On the braiso we have five pshatim in it. One of pshatim in the braiso that says baruch oichel baruch meniach is rabba. Rabbi says when it's less than shir, it's mutter. More than shir, even a dinderaiso. What does the hav mean of less than shir is mutter? Says Ramban, you know what? Because less than shir is dechachilo. Ke'in, and it compares to like when ke'eichel, when you're eating, the person has a right to take the psalus out from the eichel. That means derech agri says, why is possible to shir mutter? Because like b'shas achila, you can take the psalus from the eichel. Oh, we'll get to that. But that's the Chometz Chaim is Raya. We see what the Ramban says. Mutter. I the Gemara shlugs up to the Smalach. He says, but look at the Ramban. Why is he shlugging up? Because you're saying it's derech achilo. Not true. Take your problems, make sure it's derech achilo. Because how do you always do burr? Even when doing the oitzer, you do ma'at, you do less than the shir. That means Ramban says the reason why we did not agree to this idea, this concept, pshat the braiso, is because that's true. It's also, when you do problems, shir, also an act oitzer. But the concept of derech achilo agrees to as much as b'shas achilo taking themselves from the eichel. That's the right and the bad one to see, Michael. Maisa, to disagree with the safe of Pnei Ari Achai, he wrote a letter to the Chometz Chaim. And the Chaznish in Siman and Dalet says, what's the right for the Ramban? The way the Ramban says, how the Chaznish says it over, we're saying b'shas achilo mamash yaveh heter. Yeah, it means in your mouth. That means the Ramban is saying yes. In your mouth, you have a head to like yourself with derech ha'ichol, you also have chatzi shir. But I don't mean b'shas achila in my hand to separate one from the other and put it inside my mouth. I mean inside my mouth, b'piv, in my mouth, I can separate one from another. That's your Rabban saying. Not in front of me. Chometz Chaim couldn't understand. There's a dimin of chatzi shir in your mouth, mamish. Yesh l'chalik. To be a bad Rabban means b'shas achila means in front of you. But my Rabban, the Tzadik HaNish, is no right for the Rabban. So that's right, Rabban. You can't b'shas achila mamish. You want to separate one from another. You want to separate. You have a salad. You have a bowl of salad. You want to take out the onions that you don't want. No problem. We didn't get to the fish yet. We'll get to the fish. It's even better. We can do right. I'm talking about salad first. Oh yeah. No.
What's she like on the spoon?
B'shas achila mamish. Come along, Chometz Chaim. About bringing rice, like get that's also. We have a rosh that's brought down by the Mechavah Bet. Get to Bez Hashem and Sita Zayin, discussing when you have a cup of water with bugs inside. Who has that? I'm not sure. You go maybe live in New York, but otherwise you have a cup of water with bug, and you want to put a shemata on top of it, and you want to drink, and then the shemata will block that the bug should not go inside your mouth over here. Is there a heter? Says the rosh, since it's b'shas hashdiyo. Be making sure it's not machdis b'toich biv, it's ma'akiv going inside your mouth, therefore it's water. Says the Chometz Chaim, the Rosh is masev a couple of words, that not just b'shashdiya, that you be ma'akiv going inside your mouth. That means dafkun is mamish going to drink. But if you want to do it in front of you and then drink, sounds like the Rosh the Maish should be also. So we have a idea from the Rosh. That b'shas achila mamish, according to Rosh, is also not like the Rabban. Now, first of all, also come along the Achrenim, and they want to grapple with the right from the Rosh L'chumro. And at first, come along the Kol Gadol, the Maram Ban Chaviv, 150 years before the Chometz Chaim. The Shul over there asks, can you take out the bones from the fish, b'shas achila? And says the Maram Ben Chaviv, avad yalatu, the Rosh. The Rosh says, b'shas achila, maisi yalatu. So the right of the Chometz Chaim is saying it's Osir, the Rambam Chaviv before him, 150 years ago, said, right, it's Mutter. But I, even when saying Zerayis, it's also, it says also, Nera Torah before the Chavetz Chaim, afterwards the Chaim, not others. They come along and say there is Nera, because how are we doing it? Using a Kli, a Shemato. So since using a Shemato, therefore you need to do it mamash in by your mouth to block it. But otherwise, in the case you're not using a Kli, it's not be a dime separate, miyad, biyad, it cannot be the biyad, but it's a chila mamash. The evil comes out, the Chavetz Chaim says, I'm right from you, Shoinim Mikan Lekan. He wants to be right from the Ramban and the Ritzvah Lamaisa is Mutter, the Mephakvik upon that. He wants to be right from the Rosh, that's also the Mephakvik upon that. Allah Lamaisa, do we have this heter to take something? So again, it's very clear, Maria Lamaisa is Mekel. We're talking about the Chavetz Chaim. The called Godel, Ramban Chavetz Lamaisa is Mekel. The center comes to Lachas, Avada, you show me this one. We haven't got our coin. Atzad Hasheni, Muritat says, Avada, Shal Dereis, the Machmo. The Chidor Muritat Abiy Lachas says, Tibus HaPoiskim, it's a nice, we don't see the answer. Clear. The Maim Mordechai, the Ari Echai, when he writes the Chavetz Chaim, says, Chalil Lahokal, the Chavetz Chaim, the Chavetz Chaim, against it. Chalil Lahokal, yeah. Chavetz Chaim is against it. However, the way the Chavetz Chaim comes out, he points out, Lachura, Efshir's words are Efshir Shloinuchel Limchis Biyadim. Maybe not to make a machlok. Why? She says you have to realize we have two things over here. Number one, we already said we had machlokis Pseud Bedech Euchel Beklolius. We have Tesis Rid, the Rash, but others want to be Mekel. Void even though we're Machmer, but here we also have a Tzirf, the Mariah, against Meritats. If so, he says over here, Efshir Shloinuchel Limchis. We have two things over here. Maybe not to make a machlok. Number one, Pseud Bedech Euchel Miyab Yad Maises Mutter. Places, according to the Alacha, the Rashba. The Eid, Pshas Achilam Mamish has a mile over here. We have the Riyadh, gets three tats over here. According to Abad, Machlik, Abad versus the Rashba. There's a question of Berkowitz by Kiramil. People are not that attuned into these Alachas, so we have separated one from another. Then says, oh, the reason why we serve gefilte fish and not other fish, it's how the Sigil butter. So it was is, if so, by a Kiramil, it's so a person to serve schnitzel and not chicken. That can involve the shiloh here. It's a bird. What do you go do? So you said, Avad is the eight of Taiva, and it's nothing like Tosh Shabbos, and of course, more money. Make sure people do not leak into this bayah of doing a Mashas Achila, something off another. Avad is Tosh Shabbos over here. But Maisa comes out first to be clear there are three darkness over here when a person wants to take up Sos Mutech Eichel.
What's the problem with the chicken?
Then you take away the bone from the chicken. Yeah. But they eat it. Some do, some don't.
Who's the Mishnah
B'rida?
Who's the
Mishnah B'rida? Who's the Mishnah B'rida? Who's the Mishnah B'rida? Who's the Mishnah B'rida? Maybe don't make a Machal. But Machmer, Mishnah says Chidol. Chidol says Machmer. Ritat says Machmer. I say you should listen. I said maybe not to make a Machal. It's a big difference. That means don't do it. No, Chodchat says no. Make a Machal, maybe not. That comes out first. The idea of taking out Pseus Bnech Euchel, there are three things over here. Number one, when someone Chidosai, the Maisa, it's also, except Mishmu says, Yoch Letzafa Mekilim. Number two, when Shas Achilam Mamish, then maybe not to make him Acho, the Chanish disagrees. Number three, when it's inside your mouth, Maisa, then it's Mutter. This is a regular case of a Tevi Reis. Take it now to the next stage over here. The get to things that are Burra, Pseus Bnech Euchel, there are usually two cases. Something's intertwined. You have a salad. You have things that you don't want from it. You want to take it out. And then you have things that are physically attached. Uchubar, Shemir. To come along the Maim Mordechai, the next Bialacha discussing what's a locha of now fish negate to the bones over here. So negate to chicken with the bones over here when things are physically attached. That means there is a Ramo, there's a Mishabur, there's a Mishman Beis. So being down up in Yonim, the person should have fish every single meal on Shabbos, all three meals. So the Nog is Maisi, try to get filter fish, but the Maisi, everyone has the opportunity, some of them have real fish. The question to get to Sigil Baru, is there a Hete out there? Because what exactly is it issue when things are physically attached? I mean, that's the next level over here. That means, coming to my Mordechai, he says people will take out the spine and the fish, went to the kitchen, even the Mishas Achila, the Vad is Osir, Yish Lizar. Come along, Chavetz Chaim said, but my son does this. Let's be even lam and tzchus upon him. Let's try to figure out why it's mutter. So number one, Mishas Achila, already we have two reasons already. Already those say, Pseud Bnech Euchel Miyab Yad is mutter. Number two, we have those same shas achilas mutter, but now we have a third reason. This whole idea of things that are physically attached, Kamal Liam Shishleimo, Bayapak Aleph, Bortam with the Mogavra, he discusses a case with the Yavis Nuts over here, or anything that's really about them attached, and you want to separate one from another, since you want to take out the shell to get the thing inside, it's called Tikkun Eichel Ba'almuhu, as a Gelak Minechot. Not doing an act of bar. The Chofetz Chaim points out that the Mogavram disagrees, but the only reason why the Mogavram Luchu is disagreeing to take off the shell from the nuts over here is because when you get to the Sugya of the Klippers, the Loch is to take off the shell. It's going to be Mutu only in the outer, not in Achazman. Therefore, says the Mogavram, you Yam Shlom will be Mekel and take off the shell from the nuts, even the Min Echlat, even Achazman. No, the Loch is also Achazman, but the outer is Mutu. Why? We have a heter called Tikkun Eichel Ba'almuhu. It's being massacred in the food over here. The other comes out, you send the heter coin to Yam Shlomi. It's called Minechad, one thing over here. The first you have to realize that we discussed already is there a din of Barer by Minechad or not? That means the Ramah brought down the Chubas Hadesh and there is no din Barer. The Taz says the Maisins of God and Bezi is a din Barer. It comes out from over here, from the Magavram and Yam Shlomo, that there is no din Barer by Minechad. It's a Rayo, not like the Taz. You have to realize one of the Taz's Makaris to be Machmer was the Marshal. Marshal Yam Shlomo is the same person. Before we have a Raya against, you're going to have to answer the Taz's right from his Marshal, when Yam Shlomo over here is saying, Min Echel Maiz is Mutter. And therefore, those Matayna, if you want to take out the fish from the bones, it's like the case of the nuts over here, the Maiz is called Yam Shlomo is Mutter. The Maiz is Yavi Yomi says, no problem over here. Come look, Chaim says, the Maiz will pass like this. When they come along and say, what's the side of the head of a klipo? We'll get to Be'ez Hashem, walk and peel an onion. Because since it's something EF should be in Acha, there's no way to doing it. You have to go get to it. So therefore, they have the chum of psalms with the oichel, but it has to be miyad and biyad. Well, if it's Efshir, Echnami, cannot take up psalms with the oichel. So we did not go like the Yam Shlemus loved this over here. But you have to realize it comes out that those who in Maisa are doing B'shas Achilo, when number one, you have Tresis Neraj, but Tresis Red, psalms with the oichel, Maisa's Mutter. And number two is a case over here of also the Ramah of the Yam Shleimo. Taking Uchel Ba'alma, Samach Chilosai, says the Mishnah over here, Avadar, not but Uvadar, Loi Nuchel Limchais. He cannot make a Machal.
Meaning when he's holding it in his hand?
No, when he gets that, that's going to be the next Shlav. Right now, even now, in the kitchen.
What's Mishnah Safim?
No, without even Mishnah. I mean, in the kitchen, preparing to bring the fish out, and you want to take out the spine from the fish, says the Mishnah, you cannot make a Machal. You can't. Why can't you make a machal? You have already those who have something like oichel miyab yad is mutter. But oichel you have yam shlomo the magavram.
You don't have tases here in the kitchen.
I didn't say no tases of something like oichel. You don't have the miyab first metatz. We get that yet. This is my next shlomo. You have to really have
us.
We pass in the kitchen, setting up for the table. That means it comes out. People discussing peeler, but it's also here. And which reason why it's mutter? According to Yam Shleimo, it's Minachot, it's Klipa, Tikkun Eichel Ba'almo, there's no Issa Barer, no problem with using that. You have to realize, according to this Yam Shleimo, there's no Issa of using a peeler on Shabbos. Gemish was Machmer, but it's not clear why there should be no problem using a peeler, because. What? It's Minachot, there's no Issa Barer, Minachot. Taking this Shlav, one more Shlav now, what happens now? We have all three over here. You have now, you're taking a fish when he's eating. You're taking the bones from the fish over here. So now you have what? You have Selvdech Eichel, with Bialach Selvdech, we have Tosis, right? Tosis, we have the Rajma, maybe the Torah. And you have the Maria, which you want to say it's Ramban Shito over here, which is the Ritva Shito. And you have the Yam Shleim, the Magarim over here. Then what's Aloch in that case? That's what Maimon Luchai says. Maimon Luchai says, Yish Lazar, be Machma. That's what Maimon Luchai's case. He says, no, don't do that. Says the Chadnish, Mishmu has his Limat Chos. No, he's wrong. To the Chometz Chaim. The Maisa, those say, Mutter, Benish Chai, or Lutzir, or Yitzchok, the Kyoto Lokas, what we said on Chom. The way the Chometz Chaim says over, Bevadai, Loy Luchel Limchis. And we said Loy Luchel Limchis three times. Once Efshir, once Loy, once Vadai. The different the Kimtis over here. Is this, truly you can't make a Macho. Here, certainly you can't. Now you can't make a Macho. Here, you certainly can't. So it comes out over here. Negate the case of the Yam Shleimo when it's connected. There are also the three daggers over here. The one Achazman that Mishmur says, expect the Mogavim not to the Yam Shleimo, that is also. When does Samach Lachilo Loy Nuchal Limchis? When it's b'shasa chilo, then vada not to make a macho. And once in my Shabbos meal, I had to berchem there. One person was taking the fish, the eating fish, taking the bones out from the fish. Another person making macho against the first person. So, kept quiet. So then the other person turns to me and said, making macho against me, not making macho. And the whole meal, Mamash guy is checking and whining. Tell the person, you're making macho against me. How can I do this? I love making macho. Making macho, Mamash, the whole meal. So after the meal, I go over to him and take out the Mishnah Berurah. I show him myself. Vaday, loy luchol nemchayis. Vaday. Kids, they came back another time, back to the same story again. Loy there. But vaday, loy luchol nemchayis. You can't make a macho in this case over here. Now, avada again, we are machmer. Mishmur is not saying it's mutter. It's very clear, we don't do this. We don't. We don't pass like these svaras over here. Not one of the svaras we pass like. Not the idea of something oichel, mechabed against it. Not the idea of merovos b'ritatz, shel v'deraiso. And not the idea of one fish connected to the bone over here. However, if so, we might say, what to go do practically? The first there are three ideas of what to go do. Mishmur, number one, says Mishmur, very simple. You want to take the fish and you have the bones over here. She said, take out the meat, the fish from the bones. Do Eichel Derek Tzolos, says Chol Chaim. Second, he says another way, you have this, you want to eat it and pick up the chicken, and says, eat the chicken and then take out the bone. That's two things Chol Chaim writes. But the third thing the Swarm say, where he tats the Chaznish, in your mouth is no problem. That's three things that are very simple, practically. Come to the Chofetz Chaim and says three other eitzes, which are Kedushim. Come to the Chofetz Chaim and he says that the person he wants, he can take out the bone and suck the bone. You ask the Bialacha Mitoich, Bialacha Demaskal Chayiv, you can take out the bone and suck the bone. But he says a second eitz over here. If you want to, you can take out the bone and leave some meat on top of it. That means, example, you have a piece of meat, some fat there, take over the fat, you'll even isser a burr. I'm going to take off some of the fat with some of the meat. A drop of meat with it. This is connecting the meat with the fat. So since over here, the whole Issa Bara is disconnecting Pesach from Eichel, here disconnecting Eichel from Eichel on the meat over here, and you're adding more than what you do during the week. So in essence, you're not doing the act of Bara here. So just add some meat to your fat, no problem. A third Issa of the Chaim over here, the Maskel Mitoich, you have these sore bones over here, and therefore it's a dechachila, there's no problem, no shame, silas. All three of these eitzes come along from the Kaddish and says, no, you won't. Pasha, all the same you said over here. I'm not sure you mean, let's see what happens. What? You can eat the soap that somebody says you can eat. And therefore it's not nechal the shame, silas, dechachila. What bones? People eat soft bones. Soft bones, not hard bones.
What?
We'll get to these things.
People suck it.
So first, these three are terim. The Kamlum says, let's go to each one of these are terim. Number one, what happened to Chofetz Chaim? He brings down Derech Agav, the Maskel HaBorer in the beginning. He says, just add some meat to the fat over here. So, another case which we'll lay on the Simen, he discussed the case in the Shemenet, on top of the Cholov. You cannot separate one from another. So he says, make sure you take some Eichel together the Shemenet, there's no problem over here. Therefore, bringing down this Eitzah, Sifkon Yun Hei, Sifkon Samach Aleph, Sifkon Samach Beis, other places which moving down the Eitzah, of adding some Eichel with the Psalus, there won't be any problem. Which would discuss you a fly inside your wine, says to take out the fly, by Psalus Eichel. To take out the fly with some wine with it, and therefore, you're now doing Eichel Ma Eichel with a fly inside, there's no problem. Therefore, those want to go like this, some Chabonim, Ribi Yatul Yashav, also they won't go this Malach. Kamal Chaznish says, let's analyze it. When you take out the fly with the wine inside, I can drink this wine that's in the spoon left behind? No. I don't think anyone's going to drink the wine that's in the, with the spoon with the fly. So in essence, what do you do? Now this wine is psilis. You take off the meat with the fat. So that, what can you do with that meat that's on the fat? You leave it behind. It comes psilis. You're not going to eat it over here. That's true. So you, in essence, at the end of the day, you're not eating this. This is absurd to you.
When did it happen?
That's true.
When did it happen?
That's true. Therefore, in essence, what do you do? You separated something. Eichel mepsilus. They get involved. That means, for example, a cucumber. A person might eat the peel sometimes, but now when you peel off, it turns up psilus and body even is a burr. Not like a shipping over here. A body, everyone understands that. So, if so, it comes out, what is it, Chofetz Chaim's Keter? What, so what, adding Keter to it? And they do point out, even according to the Chazon Ish, they say that two times the Maaser will be mutter. I mean, let's say afterwards you will eat the meat. You will disconnect it. Echlam eats mutter. You will have a warrant from a fly. Echlam eats mutter.
By one you want later, one you want
then. We'll get to that also. A second thing over here is that let's say you put on the mount of a heter that everyone's clear that you not just derech argument from you. Let me use an example. Let's say you have a big piece of meat. The fast at the end, I'm going to cut off half the piece of meat to the side. Everyone clearly sees this heter there. Not you know during the week you do go to the end and here add a drop more. But everyone sees clearly you have a cup of wine and half the cup of wine you take out with the fly. Everyone clearly sees heter. The Nevada is heter. I am not going to use it that day. The Nevada is heter. That's the Nevada means Michal Ketz. The Nevada won't have this problem here. But in general, Kamal Chazner says the idea of adding some meat to the fat, to the Isser, not that he wants to argue, there's no heter. Second, his Eitzah of taking out these Atzamas over here, the person the Maaser wants to go suck. So Kamal Chazner says, the Maaser, why are you taking out for? Pselus. So you can suck it and gain out of it. I mean, you have to realize there are different cases of a Rama in this forum. There's a case of a Rama that you plan to use for later on, and you want to use it, and therefore you do a Rama to use it right now. Now this forum seems to say it's mutter. I want to use my sweater for later on. No, he puts it on now. I use my plate later on, I'll use my plate right now. The best I'm using right now. I choose to do something right now with it. But in the case, Kamal Chazner says, I want to do a Rama and make something at least psilis. That's almost not psilis. You know, I'm going to take it out and suck it. I will not do it during the week. How can I make something at least psilis? Besim is psilis over here. I'm doing psilis de reichel. I can't make it at least something, but besim it is. They do say, but let's say actually he wants the juices on the, he wants the marrow. Besim really wants it. Echnami, make it at least psilis. Echim de psilis. But if that's never your kavana, no one wants that way, you can't make it at least psilis. And he wants to argue on Mishnah Berurah. Cain's eyes said the same thing, negate that psilis, that sort of it, take them out. That's where the achilo. Come along, the Allah said, no shame, psilis. Come along, the Chandish says, but that's in the opsilis. That's in the opsilis. They want tiny echnami, if he does want to eat them, maybe. But otherwise, that's in the opsilis. That means the three chadushim of the Mishnah Berurah wants to get around this idea of wanting to add some heter to the Isser. An idea to suck it out, which is a rama of training from cells to eichel. An idea of having the sore bones over here, come along, Chandish, my son wants to discreet all three. Now, of course, Kedaikoi, those who follow the Mishnah Berurah of Simchabon and Rabiyat, they go with his malach. Those who go like the Chaznish, the Chodeshani, and the Orchid Shabbos goes both ways, right? You always have to go somewhere going your ways. What to go do, Yeshu, Yeshu, Klai, Yisro?
You can enjoy it, like, put it normally.
So that's an interesting question, how far do you take the idea of the Chaznish? This is the Shikol Das question, what are you saying, in the Chaznish world?
Chaznish have any Eitzes?
Yeah, take Oshim Yisro. We said three things that are simple. We have three more things. And this is not like three more things. Go back to the first three things you said. Now, they do discuss, let's say a person, he tries to take out the bosser, and actually took out the bone, the isser. He's doing an act of burr right now. Some of those burr batois, which he wants. He wants himself out of there. This is Shishi Shabbos, one time that you even is the burr, you have to put it back. So he's undo what you did over here. Massive Kiddush. The simple understanding is, comes halachas of Yashu, which the Shabbos on the side, myself, you have no kavan to the act you did over here, that's not enough to get a buyer, and therefore, even to be sacking that you're surely even able to go do it, number one, they want to tell you not even the Isser, and number two, you can't really be massacred what you did over here. And therefore, then. So maybe we'll see the Taz afterwards. They want to tell you, though, maybe it's a right for Taz, the question is which way. And they want to tell you that Khanam, once he did it, there will be no gaining putting it back, and also there's no Isser over here. There's one other case of the to Eichel type Psalus. Mice that's water upset than Eichel is also. Let's say giving a shear on Shabbos. And you want to show people what Psalus like Eichel is. I want to get the fish from the bones. So everyone watch, when I do this, is also. Mice is that water because that's I want to go do this. This is my Eichel right now. I want to show people what Psalus is. This is my Eichel right now. Is that water? Well, no. What he did was Mice is also. I want to show Psalus. It's interesting, Shikol Das question, the Maisa is a letter of Shlomo Zalman or Shabbos, he wrote back, but he's showing Isser, you're showing Pselus. I got me, you want it right now, but at the end of the day, that's your point, Pselus. Never nechle get up, Pselus, Eichel, and you will have to come on to say you can point to it. But you can't physically go do it over here. Now, in the sugya we are of Selz Bech Eichel, Kamung the Rishon, they point out who are the steers as sugyas. That means, until now, we're discussing a case where the standard situation is when you have Eichel is more than Pselus, and you want to go do it on Shabbos, you take out the Eichel from Pselus, Miyad, Biyad. Let's say in the Kipta where the Pselus is more than the Eichel. Then what is the Derech to do Breira? What's Mutter, what's Osir? So, first they point out, Kamung Tais in the Vaindal, we have steers as sugyas. The Gemara by Osna Dav Ayin Dal it says when you borrow Eichel, it's a case of Eichel type Pselus, that's a Meisel, either Rachilo, or Nirashi, a Gedev Shinoi. And yet we have a Gemara Dav Kuf Lam Ches discussing, when a person takes the Eichel and the Menichel Pselus, that's the Derech of Breira, what you do during the week. That means what is the Derech Breira to go do? The Gemara Dav Ayin Dal says, Derech Breira Pselus Derech Eichel. The Gemara Dav Kuf Lam Ches says, Derech Breira is Eichel Derech Pselus. Kamal Taisin says Yisoid, to Mechalik, it says it depends if the Eichel is more than the Pselus, the Pselus is more than the Eichel. If the Eichel is more than the Pselus, then take out the Pselus, then what you go do on Shabbos, take out the Eichel. If the Pselus is more than Eichel, what's there to go do? You take out the Eichel. Therefore, in this situation, Shabbos, take out the Pselus. That means the Pselus more than Eichel, take out the Pselus. Taisin doesn't end up in Tzarachia. But he says, when you have Pselus more than Eichel, take out the Pselus, that's the head to take away. But also, Maisel, we don't seem to bring down this idea in the Shulchan Aruch, we'll get to the Be'alocha. And the question is, how do you learn the Gemara Kuf Lamed Ches a different way? So there are two other Mahalchim among the Rishonim. The way the Ruach understands that the reason why it's saying over there that the Derech of Breira is Eichel Derech Pselus, why? Because the case is doing it Achazman. That's why you chay for it. Not because that Eichel Derech Pselus you chay for it, it's that the Sugim El Achazman. With the way they abandoned the Ran said over, you know why? That's the case of using a kli. But otherwise, Echnami, which is Miyad, Embiyad, and Eichel Derech Pselus, even though Pselus is more, says the Ramban, and the Ran, and the Rol, the Maaseh said Smoter. So number one, we have one Machlikis among the Rishonim, when Pselus won the Eichel, what to go do on Shabbos at Smoter? Taisha says, take out the Pselus, and from over here, it seems from the Ramban, the Ran, the Rol, take out the Eichel. Aleph. We have a second sugya that's brought up by the Torah by us. The sugya of Bayan Daf Yudalim Beis. The one discusses Rav Gamliel about the mechalk with the case of Eichel versus Pselus, the Pselus versus Eichel. The Gemara writes over there, Pselus move al Eichel, me ikim man deshari. Anyone can tell you, Pselus is more than Eichel, it's mutter over here. What's the Gemara's question? Anyone can tell you, Pselus more than Eichel, it's mutter. Can be mutter, can zayin. Says Rashi, the kash over here is, then who says mutter to metaltal? Not the act of burden, to metaltal. Why? Because the heter inside the Eichel is bottled to the Pselus, and therefore, side the Pselus is Muksa, side the Eichel is Muksa. And therefore, you cannot move not the Eichel and not the Pselus. And the Gemara says, Echnam, the Kintel over here is Eichel and the Pselus, case of a Terechel. But come down according to Rashi, the Pselus more than the Eichel, you cannot move not the Eichel and not the Pselus. That's the Rosh, the Sugya, where goes. That's the Torah by us being examined. The Torah says in this Kipta, the Pselus more than the Eichel, you cannot be metaphor anything. Not the Eichel and not the Pselus. That's how the Shedding, the Beisage, being examined, the Rambam, and the Pashas of the Rambam. The most question of Mishari is that, is this Shutz of Man Yom that says Pselus more than the Eichel is going to be more to them, but Pshim Yom will have to come along to answer it? Such a man the Omar shows that we have to come on to answer it. Avad, there's no such man the Omar. Then the Gemara come on to answer the case of the Eichel more than the Pselus and the case of a Terechel. That means according to these Rishonim, it comes out that you have a case of Eichel Pselus more than Eichel. Then Avad, you want to take out the Eichel as Mutter. Can't take out the Eichel, no problem. That's the Rashba, the Ben Yeruchim, Piskiriyaz, they come along like the Ram and the Ram. That means first among the Rishonim, we have three mahalchim, what to go do practically. We have Pselus more than Eichel. We have one, Taisha says you take out the Pselus. You have the Tzarachin, but he said take out the Pselus. A second mahalch, the Rambam says, take out the Eichel. The Rid, Riaz, take out the Eichel. We have a third mahalch, Rashi, that the Torah brings down, don't take out neither one, not Eichel, not Pselus. You have Bayam tell the Sugya Muksa. Then we'll have to get the Sugya of Yontif. Yontif like us, not like us. We'll have to see the Chilik over here. That's why we'll get the Yontif a couple of weeks. But comes out in the Gerti, we're showing them there are three options. Eichel, Pselus, or nothing. Well, Lachal Maisi, what are you going to do when you have Pselus more than Eichel? So the Kumbh Sanal wants to pass him like Tosis to take out the Psalms. That's a Chiddush. Maisel, the Ramah, the first Bialoch in the Seminar of the Engineer Test, sends it to Ramah by us to Dalit. He says, read a simple reading of the Ramah by us, he's not being Mechalic, he said, always take out the Eichel with Psalms. Where the Psalms are more, the Eichel more, there is no difference over here. Always take out the Eichel Psalms, like the Rambam, like the Ran over here. Tell Maisel how, Yam Shleimo, the Rab, the Graz, they go this way, Eglekal. Asala Shlishi, numerous form of Machmah for two separate reasons. The Menorah Torah and the Chai Odom, their Machmah, you have to be Choshin with Taisus. Meaning, you have to realize you have Eichel, we have Psalms born in Eichel. According to the Rambam, you take out Eichel, take out the Psalms, the Raisa. According to Taisus, you take out the Eichel, the Raisa, take out the Psalms. So you come along the Chai Odom, the Menorah Torah says you have to be Choshin with Taisus and do nothing. A second group of Achoinim, the Bach, the Shulchan Atzei Shittim, first all the Mishnayis, they come along to Yabbi Chosh for Rashi. So you're Mukso. And not take out the Eichel, and not take out the Psalus. That means the Nubis Svarim, or Gedolei Achoinim, come along to be Machor, and not take out either one, not the Eichel, not the Psalus. Now, the Chofetz Chaim, at least by us, seems to go simply, the first Bialocho, Apid Ramon and Sim Dalet, that the Eichel would take Psalus, the Mises and Moti, even the Psalus more than the Eichel. There's a Sefer called Machne Yisrael. The Chofetz Chaim wrote to the Russian army. The same called Ninche Yisrael to Mechazik those in America. Not to try to get them to keep Shabbos. So both from over there write people in the Russian army and those of the Americans to Mechazik both of them. And he writes over there both of them to take out the when Psalms from the Eichel to not take out not the Eichel and not the Psalms. Either one is more Machmer. So the question is, which one do you write first, which one do you write last? What came first? Machne Yisrael, Chofetz Chaim, Ninche Yisrael. So you look up the history. The Machne Yisrael was 1881. The Mishpura Chelek Gimel was 1891. The Nitchei Yisrael was 1893. That means he acid it, he matted it, and he acid it. And he was Machmer for the Americans and for the Russian army is Mekel Meklal Yisrael. You have to know what happened over here exactly. So first, Meklal Yisrael, they get the Machne Yisrael, Nitchei Yisrael. The Svarim pointed out for numerous times in the Chavetz Chaim, in those two Svarim, he's quoting come out word for word, the Zichrei Torah, Moshe of the Chai Odom. Chai Odom, I say, he is Machmer. And then when the Chofetz Chaim felt Kleisel to Mesemich of the Chayodom, this time it happened to be L'chumro, but he didn't even make down sometimes the Kulo, the Chayodom. That means, the point out before there is no rhyme with Chofetz Chaim himself held, he, for Kleisel, he didn't want to take his Psalkim and put it in his Psalkim, he felt we should follow the Chayodom, and that's why it's enough. And again, here's the case of L'chumro, we see other times even L'kulo. L'chumro, the Chofetz Chaim himself came out, the Americans, the Nidchei Yisrael, maybe to be Machmer, otherwise for Kleisel, Maisa Eichel, but the Psalms can do, even though the Psalms won in the case of the Eichel. Now, we were discussing the idea of taking Eichel from Psalms. Not American. He wrote Machan himself, the Russian army. He himself wrote it. He came out when he was alive. He put it together. One of the Perches and the Chesel Perch Lamites. Now, until now, it's causing Eichel and Psalus. The question is, what do you do with Shnei Mina Eichlin? Two types of Eichlin. That means really we have three cases of two types of Eichlin. We can't have a case that there's two wonderful foods, everyone eats them, cucumbers and tomatoes. There's one option that one I want and one I don't want. There's a second option that both I want for later on. A third option of both I want from now, but one I want first before the other. Three different cases over here. First, I want one, I don't want the other, a Shnei Min Eichlin. That Tosin of Ayin Dalet says, what I don't want, Nichlin get up Silas. That's the Mechaber and Sef Gimel. Before, about it, that's Nichlin, Klolim, you have to Eichlin type Silas, Miyan, Biyan. That's very simple, Aleph. The second case, Shnei Min Eichlin, that both I want for later on. Basically, the question among the Gedolei Achronim, based upon the Rishonim, is what is the Melacha of Borer? Is Borer the idea of selecting this I want, this I don't want? Was the Melacha of Borer sorting? What they call in Hebrew Mion. Is I put one here and one there. Classic example, one here, one there, is silverware. Silverware I wash, clean, I want to put in my drawer, one here, one there. Fork here, knife here, the whole entire mixture. I want both the fork later on, knife later on. Not what I want, what I don't want. Is the Melacha selecting, I want this and not that? Or is the Melacha sorting? Me on putting one to another. So come along the Bialocha and brings down the Prima Godim, look at the Pirgam Sefer of Rosh Yosef on the Sugya of Aydal. He wants to say to Machlekes Tosfos versus the Rambam. Tosfos, when he discusses the Shnei Min HaEichlan, what the Gears over here is, he says that the idea over here is once Eichel, once Pselus, what I want, what I don't want. The simple reading of Tosfos is that Melacha Bara is selecting. I have to have something I don't want over here. Sorting, putting somewhere in one place and another, Imlach Hazman Lamais is Mutter. Asad HaSheni, the Rambam, when he brings down the Losh to Mechaber and Sif Gimel, when he says over the Halacha, he says, Bar of Eichel, Mais is Mutter. Bar of Menechel, Achazman is Chayiv. No words of Pselus over here, no two things over here. I'm taking away one Achazman, is Chayiv. It's a simple reading of the Rambam, it's understanding. That the Mloch is not selecting, the Mloch is sorting. No, he does, but he calls it, I don't want something. And Tosfos is where he sets it up, you have to have Psylus. The Rambam did not mention the word Psylus. Sounds like as long as I'm picking something, or I'm sorting something, the Mice, that's going to be a case that's also here. Mice, the Bialocho, he brings down this Rambam, he brings down the Mechaber, they come down to the Mlocho via the case of sorting. And therefore, the Ikkun of Paskin go, we're going to Paskin, the Mloch is not selecting but sorting. I'm going to tackle this way, therefore, all the Mloch can go this way. Again, the Mephafik and both, side the Rashi, side the Rambam, side the Tosfos. That means the Kamal Mloch, Mishmash, Shabbos, Matina, from the Rambam, the Zerayah. At the Shady, they want to say from Tosfos, Kamal Mishmash, Orbach, worked on the Urkha Shabbos. The reason why Tosfos says, Pselus, we are doing two things sorting for later on, one relative to another, other one's Pselus. The four grams of tonight, and Pselus, again, both for later on. Why? Right, you can argue with the Rayas. When it comes out, the Paiskin Alokha Maisa Paskin, again the Malacha of Bura is not selecting but sorting, again Mia. So come out to, again, idea of Shnei Min Eichel, number one we said, take out what I want from what I don't want, that's Bura Pashut. Second, I sort both them, Shnei Min Eichel Achazman, Mishmura says, Chai is based upon the Rambam. Third question is, let's say now I want Shnei Min Eichel, but I want both right now. Both right now. So Vada, if I want to use both right now, I have a fork and knife and I set the table. I want to put the fork and the knife and use both right now. The Vada is Mutter, that's called Lalter. But let's say in the meal I want one before I want the other. I have a bowl of chulent, I have a plate of chulent. I want to eat the beans first. And then I want to eat the meat later. Or vice versa. I have a salad, I have soup and luxion. I want to eat the soup first, or I want to eat the luxion first, and then take out and have the soup. Is the other thing not Pselus? And therefore, since I want to eat the meat last, if I take out the meat, I do Pselus my Eichel. In the order of eating, does it make a difference that Shnei Min Eichel, I want to do the pseudo, but I want this and not that right now. And therefore, that the second thing is a Pselus, and I cannot take it out the same for 10 minutes later.
That's Pselus.
He's discussing not doing this. Shas Achilo. They're both now, but I have an order to it. Not one I want and one I don't want. In this case, one I want, one I don't want. Here, I want them, but in the order. Does that turn something into Pselus? No, that's Shnei Min Eichel. Alter, both are Mutter, both are Knife, no problem. Is that said both are Alter or no? It turns it into Pselus, and Alter no Hetter would take out the Pselus over here. Does it turn into Pselus right now? So it's a great shikal, last question. Moshe is discussing a case in the Tshuva when you have a bowl of soup and luxion. And you want time, when you want to take out the luxion to eat it for later, says, even though you're eating it 10 minutes later, that is Pselus. You're taking out Pselus. I got me having it 10 minutes later. I said, Hashem, it seems to be most of some, there's some Shalom this question, Abliyashim, Bavosnish, Shmir Shabbos, Maisya, both are after, both are right now, both are Eichel. Tshuva, have a Kedimah, how I want to go eat it. And that makes in the case of Shnei Min, in the case of Eichel and Pselus. Is there any Pselus over here? There was a great Shekel Das question, according to Moshe, and Chodoshani wants to be Chodesh that way. And of Eider, Al-Bashulash, you want to be Machmer. Tashani, the Mutach, and what I know, the Mises can be Mutter here. Because Shnei Min, Eichel, I'm eating the altar, and Tzachas is all the altar, both the Kedichel get of Eichel over here. One Shiloh. Building upon that, take it a step further. Yeah, he goes like Moshe. Yes, Moshe told him.
So by the soup, you can...
According to Moshe, the soup is Osir. According to Shalom Zalman, Moshe is Mutter. Skilo, Mutter. Shogi, fine. Chatzis, Mutter. Take it now a step further. You have 2 minute Eichel in front of you. My daughter has, let's say, a salad in front of her. She doesn't want the onions. So what do? You don't want the onions. Give it to Tati. He doesn't mind having the onions. So over here, for her, it's Pselus. For me, I have no problem with that. You have a soup with a carrot. What do you think inside? You have soup with feet inside. Whatever, you have everything. You try to give it to the father because he likes it. So, I don't know why you have feet inside. I'm not about to see these things. But some people appreciate it. They love it. Eating shabbos over here. They eat pacha. Gala. Fine. So we have these things over here. Is there, for me, Betsim, I don't want it. What is that in this situation? That means both will alter, but here my Ikma Torah is that I don't want it. My Ikma Torah is Betsim during the week when I do put under the garbage, take the fish, put the feast left, put to the side, I will come home to eat this carrot over here. And yeah, my so I'll give the person who appreciates them over here. Well, how do you look upon that? And now that makes the case of silence. What's another person over here? I mean, I went from being myself to making up silence to eating it 10 minutes later. Now it's not myself giving it to somebody else. Does that make a case of silence over here? Also, it's a great Shekhov Das question over here. Shlomo Zalman, he was Mekel for himself, he's Mekel for others. Lamaisa, at the end of the day, I'm giving it to a person. And he's my famous Eichel. Menashe Klein goes this way. Shmir Shabbos, Shai Dublitsky, Kevz Lochus, Rosh Dumbach, Chayim, Chodeshani, he says that's Tzad Hasheni, he doesn't know. Asad Shalishi, the Yisrael B'Yashir, Rivers of Praim, Israel, my stay one Aser. My Pepper, they want Aser over here. The question, again, clear, the Ikim HaTorah is to give it to a person because you don't want it. I mean, if the Ikim HaTorah is because you want to give it to the other person because he wants it, fine, then I hear no problem. But most of the times, I don't. My kid does not want onion. That's the main HaTorah. She knows butter, so she gives it to Tati. That doesn't mind. Does that make keep it as silas? Or does that not make it a case of Eichel over here? Now, even those who want me machmer, is it even a step further? Let's say I want the onions for my daughter. I'm doing it because she doesn't want the onions. That's the main reason I'm doing it for her. But I'm taking it to make a difference who's doing it. Those are being machmer. Since she's doing it, a lot of her is pselis. But I'm doing it. For me, it's not pselis. I'm doing it for her. So even the machmirim, this is machlokes. If it's famous, it's real orbach matayna. The one taking it for him is eichel. So, remember, but you're doing it for that person. For them, it's pselis. That's the ikmat Torah over here. They want to answer it. Even those who are mekel, like the other way around, let's say a person takes out the onion and says, who wants it? And then they plan to give it to somebody. That says of John and Shmuel Orbach, they kind of, no, that's also. Because you already did the act of selling, so you plan to give it to somebody, and I want to save from Bayer. Now, if I have Bayer, who wants to save me to take this onion? But the also. I mean, in each song, you have to know what you're going to do over here. But let's take it now a step further, even more than this. We're discussing a case where I'm trying to machnia somebody to take something for me. Does that make it to a eichel over here? Well, no, at the end of the day, it's pseudos. Let's say I'm going to be machnia myself to go take it. For example, let's say I have a case over here of soup with a carrot inside. My wife, beautiful, made me a wonderful a soup over here. I don't like the carrots. My wife was not around, I put it in the garbage. I'll take it out. My wife's here, I think showers her, doing it in front of her, it's not nice, I'm already from here. So what do? I'm going to eat it first. I'm eating pseudos. I don't want it. I don't want it. I have a salad. I don't want the tomatoes. I made it. I bet some take it away and put it in the garbage. But I'll eat it. Can I machnia myself, not give it to somebody else to go eat it? When I'm eating it, I'm eating because I don't want it. Am I now taking out the tomatoes, Mr. Absolus? Mishnah Brewer,
suck each bone.
I discussed it also.
So you want to go to the Mishmir? No, step by step.
So some people will try and tell me it's definitely getter of Derech Achilo. Let's think about it. Let's say I take a garbage can, and I build it, and make the garbage can the head to be a face of a person. It looks exactly like a person, and I put the tomatoes into his mouth. Derech Achilo? No. I'm Bessem. That's who I am. I'm the garbage can. Except my wife's here, so I'm putting it there. Is there a heter of a Derech Achilo here? I'm just putting it there. I just form myself that. Is there a heter? That's one case. What? People say, I'm eating it. I'm eating the tomatoes. At the end of the day, I'm eating the tomatoes and eating the carrots. I'm putting it in to put it into my mouth. Is that Derech Achilo? No, I'm just a garbage can. So that's a question. Again, no, psilis, Derech Achilo. No, it's not psilis. I'm eating it. It's not a Derech Achilo. Since I'm eating it, Be'etzem, it's Achilo. I'm eating it. It's Eichel over here.
According to it, where you can't carry it?
Let's take a step further now. There's one case over here that I think there are three akimtas when a person eats pselis. One pselis when he says for him is pselis. The carrot and the soup for him is pselis. There's a second case over here. We have popcorn with popcorn. Maisa, the burnt popcorn, I think, is under the category, like the wilted lettuce, is where the achila b'shas atchak. So I think taking out the burnt popcorn will be further drop on them. So okay, Mamash asked me, on Shabbos, you have a bayah, I didn't want to save it to the end. He always ends up eating the last thing, the burnt thing, that's the last taste you have. I was eating popcorn last night, of course I learned the lesson. So the last thing you had is something burnt over here. You don't want that. So what you can do, I'm going to eat the burnt ones first. No, during the week, I might take them out, put them in the garbage, here I'm eating them. So carrot bet, and that's achilo. But here I'm eating something, but it's soilless, it's burnt. It's really achilo. That's a second akimto. Let's make a third akimto over here. You have watermelon. Everyone knows watermelon has pits on top of you have a bayah. So I've seen people, what they do, they'll take out the pit and eat it. You can eat it, certainly can eat it, no problem. But during the week, you'll throw it and put it down, but here you'll eat it. So you're eating mamish soilless. 100% soilless. You mamish the garbage can. But I'm eating it. Is that psalus not oichel? Did you gain by on Shabbos? Oh my gosh, brother, I'm going to eat this with the shell over here. So I went from being machnir somebody else to eat my psalus. Is that oichel psalus? I'm being machnir myself to eat something. And three different nekimtas over here. There's nekimta when it's oichel, when it's only b'shasat chak, like the popcorn. And the case over here when it's the watermelon seeds. Or it's same thing, a paper inside your food. Rack, anything that's pure psalus over here. So the Chur, you're going to have a couple of questions. Number one, you have to answer the question, what's the Ikma Taro? That means those who are machmed in the Ikma Taro, the Moshe, the Chur, you can be machmed over here, it's called Psylus. The Chur. Rebbe Achrenim, disagree with the Moshe, call it Eichel. So according to them, the Chur, you could argue, it's Mechon Gedev Eichel. Maybe, Ulai, one question. A second thing you have to get involved with, is the next Sifrei, the Sugya of Termosim. What is Termosim? We have the Gemara Chizkiyo that says someone's burr Trumosim from the Pseilus Yechayev. The Gemara has a Havamina why it's Chayev because he yelled Eichel Mitaik Pseilus is Chayev. The Gemara's Maskana is Nichol to get a Pseilus Mitaik Eichel, therefore now go do it. What is Trumosim? So Rashi has three Pshatim and the Rambam has his Pshat. So this mentions Rashi's first Pshat seems to be the Torah and all the Rishonim. How they do want to be cheshvor. Rashi seems to understand that if you leave it inside, since this tormus is very delicate, it'll turn into psilus. Therefore, right now, it has a gedder of psilus, and then when you take it out, the psilus will take eichel. That is saying, interesting idea. It doesn't explain. But since this, relative to that, you leave it inside, it'll turn very delicate very quickly into psilus. I'm definitely getting psilus right now. God, it's not psilus yet. Get psilus. Psilus, take article. The way the Rambam, how the Mechab does bring down, which to do explain a little bit more, with also the caches over here. If Be'etzim, the tormus versus the klipa, before you cook it, the tormus is more bitter than the klipa. It's less royal achilo, and therefore has to get psilus. After you cook it, the tormus is better than the klipa. It's sweet. The klipa sweetened the tormus, but since it had the gedder of being psilus, when you take out the tormus, it's nichol gedder of being psilus mitaik eichel. Two different halachim over here. The Torah seems to go like Rashi, and the Mechaber brings down the Rambam. Rashi first halach of the Torah, and the Mechaber brings down the Rambam. Now the Torah does end off saying, "Maaseh is not negate to our tormusim." We don't have to do the same idea over here. Not to practical negate to tormusim. However, there are ideas you have to extrapolate from the sugya over here. That means, first, the case over here of eating the termosim, are you eating it miyad? Are you coming to it miyad or zlachazman? When are you eating these things? Taking out something eichel, do what with it? So, Pashas, we discussed already, where was the makar that pseudo eichel is also even though it's miyad and miyad? First, Chabur, we said, the makar says Rishonim ben Echnal is chizkiyo, is termosim. That means Rishonim, the smag, the man is being down the Beinu Chananel, saying Termosim is a case of Miyad Miyad, and still you're eating this is the rice, so I'm selling Dach Eichel. That means you're eating it Miyad. They were like the Talmud, Shalom Zalman, the Graz, they're very clear Termosim is you're eating it Miyad, and still it's Osir, I'm selling Dach Eichel. Number two, is this Dinder Abon and Dinder Reisel? The Gemara's words are Chayiv. The Rambam says Chayiv. The words of the Yishanim say Chayiv. The Mechaber here also brings down the words of Chayiv. Again, they point out the Lashon of Rashi is Machmirim Aleha. And therefore, the Magi and the Torah wants to tie the coin to Rashi. The word of Chayiv is Lav Davka. And I heard Rashi, and he gave shir. He comes along and says over Rashi, he says, Echlami chayv is lav daf good rabbanon. The Pasha are dealing with an Issa deraisa over here. The words are chayv over here. So it comes down over here, if you come, think about it, kumosim we come and take out, which is really to be eaten. Think the Rambam's malach is really to be eaten, but it's not all being psalis, and you come to eat it, the words of the mechavi chayiv. So let's say you take out mamash psalis, you take out a piece of paper inside your food. Piece of paper you can't eat, people have seen them eat it. So they see there's a food and there's paper there, by a bar, I'm going to take it out and eat it. Are you allowed to go do that? That's mamash tumosim. Kolsh came from tumosim. Mamash of tumosim is able to be eaten. A kalam, come on, go eat it. You're even ismi tap selam tech oichol. So only taking out a piece of paper, you'll eat it. Avad nechol together of tumosim michayi for it. Therefore, l'chura, come on, l'chura shani, it says, you want to take out psalus from tech oichol, go eat it. So number one, you're bayam tap botle daitoi. And number two, he says, you're bayam tumosim. Then it comes out, you want to eat the watermelon seed. So not get mamasuk your bayra before you eat the watermelon, the black things over here. It's a close game from tumosim, you should be chayi. You can't do that. Could you take me up, sell us to go eat it, to get to the next thing? If Turmus come to go eat it, which is going to be eaten, it's in the case of watermelon seed.
What about the guy's mother? And the story
of the egg shell.
What does it help?
There was an egg shell.
He did player.
Does it help? Yeah, we'll have to get to
whatever the next stuff of the story.
The what shell? Maybe it was going to be eaten. Maybe it was really was going to be eaten. It says, I think, a nut shell. Depends on which nuts. What shell? That's the game when it's real psalus. Again, it came to where it's psalus only drabonon. Come on, the Chodeshani says, but let's say it's psalus drabonon. Maybe Trumosim is a little bit different over here. That's what it's talking about. That's, I think this is before Supreme Godin. I see also the comes to Lachas goes this way. He tainas, when it's only a case, let's say, of the wilted lettuce, it's on top of the lettuce over here. Therefore, it's really Achil B'Shasat Chat, they can get a B'ikim Minechod. Over here, might see nothing out psalus. Taking out something by etzim is minechot, we won't have the chum of psalus by the rabbanon over here. We won't have this chum over here. So it comes out that the people might say, wants to be mekel. There's a question of Shlomo Zalman. In Shlomo Zalman's case, you have to the way it brought down Shulchan Shlomo, someone has chicken in the kitchen. And he wants to serve chicken, have this better pieces and this worse pieces. And the guests are coming. Or he wants the guests coming in a couple of hours. Come on, Shlomo Zalman says, you know what? He'll eat the worst pieces, the very good chicken. Eat pieces that are not as good as the better pieces. To save them for the Archim, the better ones for later on. He wants a taina, which had a sugar of Tumosim, and Maisets ulcer. We need took Tumosim, not by, which does sound like Tumosim is really Achila Mamish. That means we discuss this when a person comes to eat the Eichel, it's absolutist. We have three questions over here, three cases. We had a case of eating this watermelon seed, the popcorn, and the case of the tomatoes over here, three different cases, is built upon the sugya of tumosim. Who to eat the watermelon seed for avadat zaser? To eat the case of the popcorn to machlokes? Yes, no, maybe. To eat even the oichel, shomazam mechadish, the maizis, should be also mitzarach in the end zone. Sounds that way. But let's take it now one more step. One more shlav over here. Could a person take up psalus and go give it to his animal to go eat? I mean, he's sitting on the table, he has a bone over here, he has an animal, whether you have people have rabbits, they need some other reason, right? Whether they have ducks or birds or dogs, whatever they have over here. They have an animal, and they want to take out the psalus and go give it to the animal. So you take out mamish psalus, is that too muslim? Could you take out psalus and go give it to the animal to go eat? Come along the Tosfos Yerushalayim, brought down by the Marsham, the Ben Ishchai, and others, and come along the Paskin, the mighty Allah take out psalus. There's no problem. Now, in fact, Shlomo Zalman, let's analyze it. For me to go eat Eichel, which is a good Eichel, which once was Psalus, then the mice I can't do. Chayim. They have real Psalus, go give my animal. Then the mice is mutter over here. How can I be mutter? I'm taking out something that was Psalus, but we're giving it a getter of Psalus now? That's ulcer. To eat, I can't take it out to go eat. To give my animal to go eat, that's be mutter. Come on, Shlomo Zalman, what's the Mechadish? Those who want to argue, let's go to Shlomo Zalman's Malach. He said, depends what you're doing. There's when you have in front of you right now the bone and the chicken, you want to give one to the animal, one to yourself, the sack of yourself, that's shnei the oichel altar. That we discussed beforehand. I want to give the psalms to my animal, I keep the oichel myself, that's when they're coming to me, Michael, over here. But if I want to take out the psalms, give my animal, and keep the oichel for later on, then he wants taina. That's one I want now. One for later on. Then you say the chalami. That's the case of trumosim. That's also here. Now others do not seem to understand this way. The psalm is head of the dog. But Shlomo Zalman says that depends what you want to do. I mean, according to him, you want to take out the tomatoes from the salad. Why? Because you don't want it. Then the case over here, if you want to eat the salad right now, you say chalami shnei min ochel for now. If you want to take out the tomatoes, because I want to eat the salad later on, then the chuyav by Yamatan is to go to Moslem, according to Shlomo Zalman. Yeah. But it's shnei min ochel. But it has to be shnei min ochel, real ochel. To Moslem, it's not as you get up silence. What's the Chavish's idea over here? You have to also realize in the Sugya of Tumasim, that means Tumasim really saying two Chedushim. Number one, the Sugya of Tumasim is saying that even though it's Oichel, it's a get up Psylus, number one. And number two, even though it is Psylus and he's eating it, still has a get up Psylus. Saying two Chedushim in Tumasim. One, it is Psylus, then even when he eats it, still is Psylus. Two different Chedushim over here. Now, until now, I was saying Pshat in the Rambam. Calling the Kabbalah Pshat Mazalman, it says, I'll give another kibda according to Rashi. For Rashi. The case according to Rashi is you leave it inside, it'll turn into Psylus, and right now it's going to be Psylus. Not like the Rambam, it was Psylus, it will be Psylus if you leave it inside. Said Pshat Mazalman, let's say a person has a piece of fish, a piece of meat, and falls inside the salad dressing, falls inside the chaimitz. If you leave it in, what will happen? It turned to Psylus. So take it out right now. Be nichel together up silas. I can't take it out. So Megia points out, that's not the Rambam. He said, right, Chanami Shlomo Zalman is chayshes for Rashi Shita, which brought down by the Torah, other Rishayim. That means you have to think about it. You have salad, you're taking, we take challah, you dip it inside the tchina, and you pick it up, and what happens? Some of the challah stays behind. So what will happen to the challah? If you leave it there, we'll get moist after a couple of minutes. To take it out, sounds like according to this Malach and Rashi, be a get of a psalus. And even the eat psalus is also, that's Tumasim. A massive chumrah, Shlomo Zalman is taking out the Sugya of Tumasim, which is not like the Mechaber, but like Rashi in the Torah and the Sugya of here. That something that gets changed into psalus has a get of psalus, and it happens numerous times in Shabbos, things, one thing falls into another, it will get ruined over here. And therefore, take it off your Bible and send a bar, psalus, and dark oichel. Now, until now, we're discussing the idea of Chumash of Tumasim, but the one last point you really have to discuss is the idea of making bar, psalus from psalus. I mean, now, until now, we're discussing oichel, psalus, from oichel. What about psalus from psalus? So, the classic cases, you have your leftover food, everything goes in the garbage, you pour it into your sink. And you have a sink strain over there that's separating the oichel from the psalus. So using a kli to separate oichel from psalus. Are you allowed to use a sink strainer, a kli, to separate oichel from psalus? Psalus from psalus, not oichel, psalus from psalus. Is there an isra bar? So come along, Moshe has a tshuva about it, they asked him, and Shlomo Zalman. Remember Shlomo Zalman explains it, that just like we know from big and small from small, we can separate the tshuva's adeshen. In essence, this is all garbage. What are you doing? You're taking the big things on top and small things on bottom. But that's just one min. Like, I'm the different things. One's a liquid, one's a salad, one's chicken, one's the juice. Different things. But right now, at the end of the day, they're all garbage. All one thing. In one thing, one min, you can separate big from big, small from small. Basically, so actually the chiddush, the question in the Pirkei Avot, is the chumrah of a kli by min echad. He writes three times, twice, Tarachin. I saw this from him, say, why? It's not Barer. Why should it be a Chumrah of Kli by Minechot? Because the Swami said, there's no Chumrah. The evil comes out to use a sink strainer, the mice on Shabbos, there is no problem. Why? Because all Psalus. Psalus, the mice is mutter. On that, taking now a step further, just threw out three questions, I'm not going to answer it. All three obviously is Machlaikis. How far do you take the Psalus of Psalus? One case is, you have a mixture on the table, and you want to put the recycled stuff over here, and the non-recycled stuff in the garbage. Is that Bura Psalus? Or no, this has a use to be recycled, and this has a use not to be recycled. Do you get involved with it? You don't care, accuse that to recycle. You're afraid of being fined by the government. Therefore, it has a use? Or no, it has zero use to me. I don't get being fined. In America, they'll fine you. Over here, they do whatever they want. So, how do you look at things when you want to separate it in the getter? A recycle bin. Of course, I have 3 verse 3 over here. A similar case over here that discusses, and what happens in the getter Shemitah? At the end of the day, you finish eating, you want to separate things that Tushi Shemitah and put them in your pack over here. You won't put them on your windowsill. You want to make sure whatever they get spoiled. And the other thing, you won't put inside the garbage. So this, do you say over here, it's a Shiloh of all one min echad, all psalis? No. It's a Shemitah. Tushi Shemitah. This is a Milo to it over here. Do you say over here, you're dealing with Issa Darais over here. You have to know what to go do over here. Lachas Man over here. It's a bezin, right? It's a bezin. First, and you have a mixture. In case you have no mixture, no problem. When you have a mixture on your plate, can you separate the oitz bezin from the non-oitz bezin? So, Lamaisa, the is question, the Chaim himself goes back and forth. And this Gerel goes back and forth this question. And the numerous Pesachim Machman was Pesachim Michael. A similar case I discussed, that a person wants to take off the challah from the table and put it in a separate bag over here. On the case of the challah is a true voice. Same with the Sugya of Bezayin. Then also nichel get up some type of psalus. Oh no, there's a maila lechem alechem yichel odem. Also shalom on the swarm. So it's true that we do have a heter. The swarm is very clear. Up some type of psalus is nichel one min. There's no bayah separating one from the other. Because you're throwing in the garbage. And they, what do they do after numerous of the halls? They go around, they collect it, and they put it in one massive bag, and they put in the garbage, or they give it something. Not usually the animal. They put in the garbage. Just as bizarre, they want to put it inside the other food. It's a bizarre to mix it up with the cholent. They mix up with the soda and the drinks, so the bezayin. So when you take it, when saying it's a bezayin, what is that? Chala has a mila to it. It's a min acher. No, psalus. Do you look at it, looks like this, a min echad is better than apple and better apple? It's the psalus. It's a psalus and a better psalus. Do you look at it being all one thing? No, it's a it's not. These are great questions to analyze. Benjamin, on Sunday, we mamshu the sugya of Sevov and Sevzayin, the sugya focusing on the sugya of Dosh over here. And then the Bialocha, my father explained to you, he has gal in the back to give to everyone who wants to taste it and make a shachiyono upon it. I don't think so. Or Dain MS, everyone will look upon it.